dozens of red clothes, some trailing adult-sized gowns, some child-sized frilly frocks, swayed from trees all around Ward Lake in May. They're a tangible reminder of real lives lost, each one representing Indigenous people who were murdered or are still missing. But then, most of them disappeared before they were due to be taken down.
It's just disrespectful.
Michael Toole is the Victim Services Program Coordinator for the local tribe, Ketchikan Indian Community.
That's a terrible way to discount the reality of the lives of some of these people who are missing relatives who haven't received justice.
Toole says he checked on the dresses in mid-May. The tribe held a permit to hang the dresses through the end of the month. That's according to a U.S. Forest Service spokesperson.
And there had been some that were, weathered. I mean, the weather was off and on, mixed bag with rain and wind, and some were tattered, but certainly none that I recall being missing.
There were 60 garments hung as part of the installation. When staff went back to take them down late last month, most of them were gone. The tribe checked in with Alaska State Troopers and the Forest Service, but they didn't know what had happened to the dresses. There was outcry on social media. The tribe's council issued a statement condemning what they called, quote, a hurtful and disrespectful act that undermines the efforts to bring understanding and raise awareness about the MMIP epidemic. They asked anyone with information to contact local law enforcement, but also to contact the tribe and learn more about the epidemic. Some of the dresses have started to turn up in the past few days. Pictures of wet, crumpled dresses appeared on social media.
A number of these dresses had been collected and discarded off the trail and covered up next to a culvert there.
Gloria Burns is Ketchikan Indian Community's vice president and the chair of the Social Services Committee.
They've been found in the lake vicinity, just, you know, back, almost like they were stuffed into the drain pipe.
Burns says the act left her with a deep feeling of sorrow. She says it felt like a, quote, intentional, almost vicious attack. Burns says that the tribe staff hung the dresses with remembrance and intention, trying to make it what she called a safe space.
And so when you're going through that process of trying to create a safe space, and then it's intentionally made unsafe, it feels very much like a violation. And I think, you know, the hard part is that missing and murdered Indigenous people has been happening since colonization. We really don't talk about it. You know, we haven't really spoke those, you know, to the outside community.
The Tribal Council encourages all Ketchikan residents to reach out to Ketchikan Indian Community and learn more about the MMIP crisis. Burns also hopes that whoever removed the clothing talks to someone and tries to understand why they did it. In Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.